You're tuned in to 95.9 FM CKUW Radio from the University of Winnipeg.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey there. The time is 2 p.m. and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you 2 hours of folk and roots music. I hope you can keep the dial tuned to 95.9 FM. We'll begin the show this week with a few birthdays. Anne Murray was born 79 years ago today. She's a Grammy-winning musician from Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, who's been performing since the 1960s. This song, Why, is from her 1977 children's album, There's a Hippo in My Tub. The song is by Woody Guthrie.
Why? Because. Good night. Why does a camel drink water? Why? Because a camel gets thirsty, just like you and me and everybody else does. Good night. Why can't a mouse eat a streetcar? Because a mouse's stomach isn't big enough to hold a streetcar. Good night. Why can't a cow have kittens? Why? Because, well, because cows have little calves and cats have little kittens, and besides, dear, it's easier that way. Good night. Why won't you answer my questions? Because I don't know the answers. Good night.
They say this old song is an American takeoff on an old British ballad. And the old British ballad, a fellow who was courting three different women killed all three of them. But in America, they didn't like that for their children, so I've been told by folklorists. So the song was written differently, so that actually he tried to get the two younger ones, to marry him, and they wouldn't. So he skinned them, took their skins off, but magically they lived. And when he got to the third one, all in the same day, mind you. And that's some courting, isn't it? When he got to the third one, she was so tough that he couldn't do anything with her, and when he hit her with a knife, it bounced back and killed him. And then she, being a real magician, she put the skins back on her two younger sisters, and they lived again, and they were twice as beautiful and twice as young as they had been before. And by the way, the old instrument I will be playing on this song is the bow that you shoot the arrow with. Lived under the bluff, Chickalashoo and a Shuffalo, in the Ozark Mountains, wild and rough, on the rocky banks of the Buffalo. One day a wild man came along, Chickalashoo and a Shuffalo, and he tried to court them all day long on the rocky banks of the Buffalo. He said to to the youngest be my wife. Chickle, I should shuffle, or I'll take your skin with my hunting knife on the rocky banks of the Buffalo. Before I'd be a wild man's wife, chickle, I should shuffle, oh, I'd lose my skin and I'd lose my life on the rocky banks of the Buffalo. He took her skin and he let her go. Chickle, I should shuffle, oh, and she danced all night on her heel and toe on the rocky banks of the Buffalo. He said to the next one, be my bride. Chickle, I should shuffle, or you'll lose your hair and lose your hide on the rocky banks of the Buffalo. Before I'd be a wild man's bride, chickle, I should shuffle, or I'd lose my hair and I'd lose my hide on the rocky banks of the Buffalo. He took her hide and he turned her loose. Chickle, I should shuffle, oh, and she looked just like a new picked goose on the rocky banks of the Buffalo. Said to the oldest, be my squaw. Chickle, I should shuffle, or I'll take your pelt from a mother-in-law on the rocky banks of the Buffalo. She said, wild man, that cannot be. Chickle, I should shuffle, oh, I'm a tough old gal, and you can't skin me on the rocky banks of the Buffalo. He threw at her with his hunting knife. Chickle, I should shuffle, oh, and it bounced right back and took his life on the rocky banks of the Buffalo. She put the hides back on her kin. Chickle, I should shuffle, oh, and they were twice as pretty and young again on the rocky banks of the Buffalo.
Jeff Tweedy with Love and Mercy. He's a musician, author, and producer from Illinois, who's best known as a member of the bands Uncle Tupelo and Wilco. He recorded that one on the radio show Idiot's Delight on April 14th, 1996. The song's by Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, who turns 82 today. Before that, Jimmy Driftwood with On the Banks of the Buffalo. He was born 117 years ago today. Driftwood was a folk musician from Arkansas who wrote over 6,000 songs during his career. Though he learned to play the guitar when he was young, he first began writing songs when he was a teacher to teach his students about historical events. That song is from his 1965 album, Down in the Arkansas. It's a traditional American folk song, also known as the Bonnie Bonnie Banks of the Virgio. It's descended from the English ballad called Babylon, or the Bonnie Banks of 40. And to kick off the show, we heard Anne Murray with Why. We're going to hear one now from the Sons of the Pioneers. They were one of the earliest Western bands in the United States. They formed in 1933 and were originally Roy Rogers, Bob Nolan, and Tim Spencer. This song, Old Man Adam, was written in 1946 by Vern Partlow, an American reporter and folk singer. Unlike many protest songs at the time, this one became well known through the many recordings made of it, rather than through the oral tradition. The Sons of the Pioneers recorded it in 1950.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
I'm going to preach y'all a sermon about Old Man Adam. That's me. I don't mean the Adam in the Bible, Adam. I don't mean the Adam that Mother Eve elated. I mean the thing that science liberated. The thing that Einstein says he's scared of. And when Einstein's scared, brother, you'd better be scared. If you're scared of the atom, here's what you gotta do. You gotta gather all the people in the world with you, cause if you don't get together and do it, well, first thing you know, I'm gonna blow this world plumb too.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
Now, life used to be such a simple joy. My cyclotron was just a super toy, and folks got born, they'd work and marry, and Adam was a word in the dictionary, and then it happened. The science boys from every clime, they all pitched in with overtime, and before they knew it, the thing was done, and they'd hitched up the power of the God-earned sun and put a harness on old Sol, splitting atoms while the diplomats were splitting hairs.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
But the atoms here, in spite of hysteria, it flourishes in Utah as well as Siberia. And whether you're a black, white, red, or brown, the question is this when you boil it down. To be or not to be, that's the question. The answer to it all ain't military atom, like who gets there firstest with the mostest atoms. No, the people of the world must decide their fate. They gotta get together or disintegrate. I hold this truth to be self-evident, that all men may be cremated equal.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
Yes, it's up to the people, cause the atoms don't care. You can't fence me in, I'm just like air. I don't give a hoot about any politics or who got what into whichever fix. All I want to do is sit around and have my nucleus bombarded by neutrons. Now the moral is this, just as plain as day, that old man Adam is here to stay. I'm gonna stick around, and that's for true. But ah, my dearly beloved, are you? So listen, folks, here is my thesis. Peace in the world, or the world in pieces.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
And action. so small, long summer days. Oh, that day is so long and the way just so small, long summer days. That day is so long and the way just so small, long summer days. Oh, yes, that day is so long and the way just so, so lonesome. Oh, I can tell you now who did build this good boat.
Oh, long summer
days. Lord, I can tell you now who now build that good boat.
Long summer days.
And the days is so long and the way just so small.
Long summer days.
That boat, it's that so boat now can launch today, the long
summer.
Oh, Charlie Bean, build that good boat,
long summer.
Won't you gon' tell you what that good boat now she named, Lonesome. Oh, they gonna name her that Thunder Boy,
Lonesome.
Yes, and they gonna name her that Thunder Boy, the Lonesome. Yes, say that day is so long and the way just so small.
Long summer.
I said, Reverend Jesse, so you got a decent good boat. Long
summer.
Yeah, now that day is so long and the way just that small.
Long
summer. Yes, but you still got to wait and build that good boat. Long. Yes, and that day is so long now, this way just don't small. Long. Yeah, now that day is so long and the way just small.
Long.
Oh, yes, and that day is so long and the way just so small. Let me launch this boat.
Yum. Yum.
Go so now and land is good, but go back on the road, boy. Lord, Thunder Boy, can't he straight now the water?
Long summer.
Yes, but look at that good boat now into the water.
Long.
Yeah, Lord, the day is so long and the way just so small.
Long summer.
The way just so small is a long, long summer day.
We just heard Frederick McQueen and Reverend W.G. McPhee with Long Summer Days from an album of Bahamian rhyming music from 1995. That one was recorded in Nassau, Bahamas in June of 1965. Before that, Bob Dylan with Diamond Joe. That song was first recorded for OK Records in 1927 by Paul and Leon Kofer. It seems that the Diamond Joe referred to in the song was a steamboat line that ran between St. Paul and St. Louis on the Mississippi River. Dylan recorded that version in character as Jack Fate for his 2003 film Masked and Anonymous. Before that, Sons of the Pioneers with Old Man Adam. Here's one from Sleepy John Estes. He was an American blues musician from Tennessee, and he recorded this song, Time is Drawing Near, in 1940 for Decca Records.
Now, it used to be the time, be getting $2 a day, but now we're getting 50 cents, run them down 5 feet. Time is drawing near. Now, can't you see? Now, I remember back in time, before we got grown, we danced at sundown, catch a wave from on time. Time is drawing, yeah. Now, can't you see, more and more heavy, yeah. Now, my mother used to say, these signs would be. You couldn't tell some from one of, no more by the burden of the tree. Time is drawing, yeah. Now can't you see, more and more heavy, yeah. Now it used to be the time, get a corn crop in March, but now we can't get one in June, and either July. Time is drawing, yeah. Now can't you see, more and more heavy, yeah. Now we used to go to the church just to work for soul, but now we go talk about one another close. Time is drawing, yeah. Now can't you see, more and more heavy, yeah.
Them old cowboys don't sing too much no more. They've been singing to the wind, and their throats are sore. And every love they rode away from makes them walk the floor. Them old cowboys don't sing too much no more. Stand up fierce when you come. Well, they want to be counted, but their time has not come. Just an old man drowning in a 10-gallon hat, like an old wolf caught in a lake trap. Dry and dusty, dry and dusty. Whiskey makes the guitar rusty, but soothes the voice like honey for a while. Raise a glass to the cowboy friend whose life we'll never see again, whose songs roll on like water for all time. Song. Long have grown the grasses around the spring where he sat long, whose crystal shattered fettered souls of all who listen long, has the cowboy strummed in time along. Ah, dry and dusty, dry and dusty. Whiskey makes the guitar rusty, it soothes the voice like honey for a while. Raise a glass to the cowboy friend whose like we'll never see again, whose songs roll on like water for all time. Whose songs roll on like water for all time.
I'd like to sing a slow, romantic song that the Turtles did a couple of years ago, and they gave me some money for it, and it's called Lady-O.
Mm-hmm.
sit and seek a crescent moon is laying at your feet. With hope that's made of sand. You don't think you can, but you have held it all in your hand, Lady O. I've been trying hard to keep from meeting you, but from the start, my heart just rolled and flowed. I've seen where it goes, and still somehow my love for you.
Judy Sill with Lady-O. She was a musician from California who had a rough childhood and, after a few stints in reform school and jail, started to work as a composer in her early 20s. She released her first album in 1971 and her second in 1973, neither of which sold well but were nonetheless critically acclaimed. Sill didn't deal well with the poor sales of her albums and was dropped from her label, though she continued to write songs and record demos. She struggled with addiction after a string of car accidents and failed back surgery and died from a drug overdose in 1979. Now it's from the 2018 compilation album of rarities and live recordings called Songs of Rapture and Redemption. Sill recorded that one at the Boston Music Hall in October of 1971. She originally wrote it for the Turtles, who released their version in 1969. Before that, we heard Old Man Ludica from Chester, Nova Scotia, with Song for Ian Tyson off his album Tender is the Night from 2012. And before that, Sleepy John Estes with Time is Drawing Near. We'll hear a poem now from Sterling A. Brown. He was an American folklorist, poet, and literary critic, known for being the first poet laureate of the District of Columbia. This one, Puttin' on Dog, is from the 1995 Folkways album The Poetry of Sterling Brown. He wrote the poem based on observations he made at a pool hall in Washington, D.C. in his youth.
Putting on dog. Look at old Scrappy putting on dog, putting on dog, putting on dog. Look at old Scrappy putting on dog, stepping like nobody's business. With a brand new silk shirt pink as the sunset, with a pair of suspenders blue as the sky, with bulldog brogans red as a clay road. Pull up, mule wagons. Let the mail train by. Look at old Scrappy putting on dog, putting on dog, putting on dog. Look at old Scrappy putting on dog, toadalowing with his Jane. Red back at the wheel with his arm around his baby, heads his old flivver out of the town. And Buck's mad enough to chew a fistful of staples and drink Sloan's liniment to wash him down. Look at old Scrappy putting on dog, putting on dog, putting on dog. Look at old Scrappy putting on dog down in Pap Silas's pool room. He's about to use English on the lonesome eight ball, stops short when he hears what Buck has said, winds up like Babe Ruth aiming for a homer, and bends his cue stick around Buck's head. Look at old Scrappy putting on dog, putting on dog, putting on dog. Look at old Scrappy putting on dog, busting rock on the county road. He laughed with his lawyers and he winked at the judge, wagged his fingers and his thumbs at the jury in the dock, waved goodbye to the gals when they sent him to the work gang, and even had his own way of busting up rock. Look at old Scrappy putting on dog, putting on dog, putting on dog. Look at old Scrappy putting on dog, calling for the bad man Buck. Buck saw him coming, pulled his .32-40, got him once in the arm and twice in the side. Scrappy switched his gat like to do it in the westerns and let the daylight into Buck's black hide. Look at old Scrappy putting on dog, putting on dog, putting on dog. Look at old Scrappy putting on dog, waiting for the undertaker's wagon. In his box back coat and his mutt leg breeches and a collar high enough for the choker ox. And the gals stopped crying when they saw how Scrappy was a putting on dog in a pinewood box. Oh, you rascal. Putting on dog, putting on dog, putting on dog. Oh, you rascal. Putting on dog, great God, but you was a man.
Hey, folks, it's Sean Burns, host of Boots and Saddle. You're listening to my favorite show, Barking Dog, on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Oh. の上にたくさんのペナペナ板でできているちっちゃな箱ちっちゃな箱みんな同じ緑の箱ピンクの箱黄色に青い箱ペナペナ板でできてみんな同じ格好家の人はどの人もみんな大学を出てそして箱に入りちっちゃな箱はみんな同じ医者がいます弁護士も会社の重役もペンナペナ板でできてみんな同じ格好ビールを飲んでゴルフをして可愛い子供がいてその子供はきちんと学校へ通って夏が来ればキャンプに行きそして大学へ行きそして箱に入りちっちゃな箱はみんな同じ会社に入り結婚をして家庭を作りそして箱に入りちっちゃな箱はみんな同じ緑の箱ピンクの箱黄色に青い箱ペンナペナ板でできてみんな同じ格好
I got up last Monday morning in 1845. I thought myself quite lucky to find myself alive. I harnessed up my old team, my business to pursue, and I went to hauling coal as I used for to do. The alehouse being open and the whiskey being free, As soon as I drank one glass, another was filled for me. I only haul one load instead of hauling four, and I got so drunk in chipping sports I couldn't haul no more. I took my harness up on my back and staggered to the barn, saddled up my old gray mare, thinking it no harm. I jumped up on her back and rode away so still that I scarcely drew a breath till I came to Laurel Hill. My father fast persuaded me, he rode both night and day. He must have had a pilot or else he'd lost his way. He peeped in every hole and corner where'er he saw a light till his old gray locks were wet with the dews of the night. I have an honest comrade, his name I will not tell. He invited me to go downtown with him to cut a swell. And after much persuasion with him, I did agree, and we went down to the tailor shop, some fiddlers for to see. Up step four young ladies, all ready for the dance. Up step four young gentlemen, all in advance. The fiddlers being willing and their arms being strong, I danced the ground of Laurel Hill at least 4 hours long.
I tell you about everything in the world and on the world and above the world and about the world, as well as around the world and through the world and in the world and near the world. I tell you about the winds and the weathers and the oceans and the lands and the continents that have risen and sunk since this little hunk of dirt first whirled off the burning sun. I tell you the men and the women that bathed their eyes in the zigzag lightning and hugged and kissed in the rumbling thunder, and about every union wheel that ever did run down a union road or down a union rail, and every puff of union smoke that ever did rise up out of a big, high union smokestack.
There's a better world to come in, tell you why. There's a better world to come in, tell you why. We will feed 'em on the land, on the sea and in the sky. There's a better world to come in, tell you why. There's a better world to come in, don't you see. There's a better world to come in, don't you see. When we'll all be union and we'll all be free, there's a better world a coming, don't you see? There's a better world a coming, and don't you know, no. There's a better world a coming, don't you know? I'm a union man in a union war, it's a union world I'm fighting for. There's a better world a coming, don't you know? There's a better world that's a-coming, there's a better world that's a-coming, there's a better world that's a-coming, I'll tell you why, don't you see, and don't you know, hey, there's a better world that's a-coming, I'll tell you why, there's a better world that's a-coming, don't you why. There's a better world that's a-coming, tell you why, better world that's a-coming, tell you why. Out of marching, out of battling, you can hear the chains are rattling. There's a better world that's a-coming, I'll tell you why. Now there's a better world that's a-coming, and there's a better world that's a-coming, and there's a better world that's a-coming, I'll tell you why. There's a better world that's a-coming, and don't you see. Better world that's a-coming, I'll tell you see. Better world that's a-coming, and don't you see. There's a better world that's a-coming, I'll tell you why. There's a better world that's a-coming, I'll tell you why. We'll beat them on the land, in the sea and in the sky. There's a better world that's a-coming, I'll tell you why. Well, there's a better world that's a-coming, don't you see. Better world that's a-coming, don't you see. When we'll all be union and we'll all be free, there's a better world that's a-coming, don't you see. There's a better world a coming, don't you see. Better world a coming, don't you see. When we'll all be union and we'll all be free, there's a better world a coming, don't you see.
We just heard Woody Guthrie with Better World a Coming, introduced by Will Gear. That's off the 1956 album Bound for Glory, Songs and Stories of Woody Guthrie. Guthrie was an influential folk musician who's known for his songs about the Okey migrants who traveled west during the Great Depression in search of work. Gear was a well-known actor, musician, and activist from Indiana. Before that, we heard Vern Smelser with The Morning of 1845. That's from the 1964 album Fine Times at Our House, Traditional Music of Indiana, which is a collection of music recorded by Pat Dunford and Art Rosenbaum. Smelser was a guitarist and singer from northeastern Indiana who came from a musical family. He learned that song from his grandfather, who learned it in Wyoming, though it seems to have been written in Vermont. Before that, we heard Tomoya Takeishi with Little Boxes. He's a Japanese folk singer who's been active since the 1960s. While studying at university, he started singing folk songs that he translated from Bob Dylan and Pete Seeger recordings to earn money for school expenses. That song was written by Malvina Reynolds in 1962 and popularized by Pete Seeger through his 1963 recording. Takeishi recorded the song for his 1967 debut album. And before that, Sterling A. Brown with Puttin' On Dog. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, and we'll hear one now from Uncle Sinner from Winnipeg. This song, Little Margaret, is an English ballad from at least the 17th century, often titled Lady Margaret and Sweet William. Uncle Sinner included it on his 2014 album, A Pocket Full of Glass Eyes.
Margaret sitting in her high old chair, combing along your hair. She saw Sweet William and his new made bride running up the road so near. She threw down her ivory comb, threw back her long yellow hair. Said, I'll go down and bid him farewell, and I'll never more go there. It was late in the night, they were fast asleep. Little Margaret appeared all dressed in white, standing at their bed feet. Saying, how do you like your snow white pillow? How do you like your sheets? How do you like that pretty fair maid who lays in your arms asleep? Well, do I like my snow white pillow? Well, do I like my sheets? Much better do I like that pretty fair maid who sits at my bed feet. Servant man to go saddle the dapple roan, and he went to Margaret's house that night, and he knocked on the door alone, saying, is little Margaret in her room? Is she in the hall? Little Margaret's in the cold black oven with her face turned toward the wall. Snow white robes, be they ever so fine, I wanna kiss those red ruby lips, I'll know they'll never touch mine. Three times he kissed her cold white breast, twice he kissed her cheek, and once he kissed the cold corpse lips, and he fell in her arms asleep. Yes, he fell in her arms asleep.
One bright summer morning, as I were a-walking, one bright summer morning, as I were a-walk, whom shall I meet up with a fair darling damsel? She was wrapped up in flannel, as cold be. She was wrapped up in flannel, as cold as could be. Oh, come there, rest, mother, and sit down beside me. Oh, come there, rest, mother, and pity my cry. For my poor heart is breaking, my poor head is bending. For I'm deep in salvation, and surely I must die. For I'm deep in salvation, young man that first introduced me. Do send for the young man that put me in pain. Do send for the doctor, although it is too late. For I am a young girl, cut down in my pride. For I am a young girl, cut down in my pride. Six jolly young sailors to carry my coffin. Six jolly young ladies to walk by my side, with a bunch of green roses to place on my coffin, that the people might smell me while passing along.
I meet my love under the stars, so far from watching eyes. 5 long years we've met this way, my love, the night and I. So much in love we walk till dawn, far away from city walls, in forest shelter, covered field. A flower blooms as darkness falls. This love so bold goes undeclared, a joy unseen, a world unknown, a love that dare not speak its name, hidden treasure, precious stone. My lover's hand is wrapped in mine, hidden all from the day. Across this meeting draws a veil, the age of reason turns away. Two men go arm in arm, and my love walks next to me. And in some far off place I know that our love may shameless be.
That was Chumbawamba with The Untraditional. They're a British band that were active between 1982 and 2012 and are best known for their 1997 hit Tub Thumping. That's from their 2005 album, A Sing Song and a Scrap, which is one of their folkier albums. Before that, Viola Penn with One Bright Summer Morning. That's from a 1960 Folkways album of Caribbean folk music. That one was recorded on the largest of the British Virgin Islands, Tortola. It's a member of the unfortunate rake song family, which includes St. James Hospital, The Cowboys' Lament, and One Morning in May. And before that, Uncle Sinner with Little Margaret. Here's one from Dyad from Victoria, British Columbia. This song, Red Rocking Chair, was popular in the Appalachian region and the southeast United States and first collected in 1909. Their version is from their 2002 album, Who's Been Here Since I've Been Gone.
Thank you.
got no sugar baby
Johnny's gone, Johnny's gone to Hollow. My Johnny's gone, and I'm going too. Johnny's gone to Hollow, Hollow, yeah, Hollow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Gone to hallow. Johnny's gone, Johnny's gone to Rio. My Johnny's gone, and I'm going to. Johnny's gone to Rio, Rio.
This is Alex Cohut, and you're listening to my favorite radio show. This is Barking Dog at Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM, with your host, Julietta Young.
Is this land their land, when the Creator made it our land? And for $24 in beads, they cut Manhattan Island, started pushing our nations to the reservations. And they're grabbing everything that they could steal away from us. Just a quarter of an acre's left on the Golden Hills, land of the Pequot and the woodlands of Connecticut. And yet those fat cats even tried to pilfer that. Just how pushy can those ruling classes be? We will see. Now they won't the Noahs and the Passamaquoddy's aims and the Penobscot, like those Seminole land claims, they'll only tried to slice down to a 1790 price. 'Cause don't they always find some way to justify their dishonesty? And the sacred Black Hills of the Lakotas, they desecrated just to fill their quotas. 'Cause the rich need more gold just to make themselves feel brave and bold. And isn't the poverty that they